NPR's John Hamilton has been tracking the number of dead and injured from Tuesday's attacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the World Trade Center. How many people are believed to have died there?
Well, as of late last night, the official number of dead was still at just 82, obviously far lower than the real number. Probably the best indication of the actual number of dead has come from New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He referred several times to several thousand people left in each of the World Trade Center's towers. And perhaps more telling than that, even the mayor confirmed a report that the city had ordered 6,000 body bags.
And the Pentagon?
On Tuesday, the Pentagon officials were saying that the total number of dead was anywhere from 100 to 800. That's a pretty wide range, to say the least. Since then, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said the true number is probably much less than 800, and the Pentagon has begun talking about perhaps 150 people still unaccounted for. There's still some uncertainty there, though, because the Pentagon says it doesn't know how many civilians may have been in the part of the building struck by the airplane.
And it's obvious why this is taking so long to determine.
Yeah. At both the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, you had an incredibly violent impact followed by an intensely hot fire. And that left huge piles of rubble that are quite dangerous to work in. And actually, yesterday afternoon, what was left of one of the World Trade Center towers collapsed. Nobody was hurt, but it shows that emergency workers have to be very careful and to wait until what's left of these buildings is more stable.
Now, there have been survivors pulled from these buildings. Will there be more?
Perhaps a few. Yesterday, there were reports of five people found alive, including three police officers. And emergency workers have reported hearing some tapping sounds from time to time, but of course, those could simply be the settling of the wreckage and debris. They also have now teams of rescue dogs who are trying to find any survivors, and they're using some high-tech equipment, both heat-seeking equipment and sound equipment, to see if there are any other survivors. But yesterday, the Defense Department released a statement saying that it's virtually impossible that anyone could have survived the fire at the Pentagon.
Now, how long will it take to sort through the wreckage?
At the World Trade Center, it will be weeks and perhaps many weeks. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is expecting that the cleanup there will take at least a month, and that's probably optimistic.
NPR's John Hamilton.